In 1982, a local businesswoman often found herself as the only female in the room. In fact, a name that may sound very familiar to many local residents, Martha Mayhood Mertz was the sole woman on the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. And she decided to do something about that. Her idea was creating an award for those who promote women as leaders. And that is how the Athena Awards began, with one recipient in Lansing. And joining me today is Sarah Jennings, past president of the Women's Interest Network and chair of the Athena International 35th Anniversary Leadership Conference, which actually begins on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Sarah. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
And so, Sarah, Athena began with Martha Mayhood Mertz. She was a successful woman, owned her own real estate company, but she was battling a bit of resistance. And this is really not about going up against men. It's about empowering women. So tell us a little bit of history about the Athena Awards.
Absolutely. You kind of said it at the beginning of the session. And really what Martha saw 35 years ago was an imbalance in leadership teams. So she looked around the table when she was with the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce Board, and it wasn't balanced. And she just wanted to make that change. She really not only thought about an award, but something bigger. So Athena International's mission continues to be to develop, support, and celebrate women and empower women in leadership roles. It was really founded on Plato's quote, "What is honored in a country will be cultivated there." So you celebrate, and then again, you'll be able to cultivate those leadership styles.
So it's really about giving back as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it is. The host committee that you mentioned for the conference, the Athena Women's Interest Network, was founded actually 6 years ago by a group who really wanted to be able to give back. And they also wanted to be able to be to really carry out the mission of Athena International on a local level. So we've got programs, professional development, resources, and really opportunities to create an amazing network, which again is what Athena International does.
And again, it isn't anything against men, but it's about empowering women.
Exactly. Again, Athena International's vision is to create a balanced leadership across the globe. So it's not about anybody should be more or less, or any different style is better than the other. It's just understanding that we all need to collaborate together.
And there are 8 principles involved. And so go ahead and tell me what those are, because those are pretty interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Athena Leadership Model, which is what the 8 principles are, was developed in the mid-80s, actually from a grant from the Kellogg Foundation, which, again, is another Michigan company. And they are: live authentically, leaders know their values and remain true to them, learn constantly. Obviously, we all know good leaders are always seeking to increase their knowledge. Advocate fiercely, champion what you believe is right, act courageously, foster collaboration, like we said before, collaboration is key, build relationships, understanding that you're not the only one in the room as a leader, give back, leaders serve, and celebrate. And again, that's the award piece of it.
So really, if anyone used those 8 principles in life in general, I think it would probably be a different kind of world.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's what Athena International is really striving to build. And locally, Athena Women's Interest Network, we're doing the same thing. We've got sessions and programs that's really based on teaching those principles to emerging leaders, to established leaders. The Connections program actually is a collegiate program, talking to women about different leadership styles. Unfortunately, many of us grow up in industries where the traditional command and control may not feel right. It's not our leadership style. So it's really just opening that and saying, hey, that's not the only way to lead.
So this 35th anniversary conference, it kicks off on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Martha Mayhood Mertz, she lives in Arizona now, I think, right?
She does.
But she'll be back in town.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be back in town. And of course, Ashley Judd is the keynote speaker. But before we talk about that, let's talk about the breakout sessions, because I know there are a lot of opportunities for entrepreneurs this coming weekend.
There are, absolutely. All of the breakout sessions actually are based on one of the leadership principles. So we've taken the leadership principles and we've reached out to really speakers from across the globe. We have some speakers from Shanghai, Kenya, Vietnam, California, Arizona, North Carolina, just to name some of the regions that we're really pulling people from. So the group that we've got coming back here is phenomenal. We have a session that's discussion on leadership based on these principles with Shanghai, China, and Monterey, Mexico. And it's a collaborative session where discussion is going to ensue in different cultures. How do these principles relate in different cultures? And then, as you said, with entrepreneurism, we have a panel session where actually Sherry DeClercq from MSU is going to facilitate. And they're really talking about the challenges and successes of women entrepreneurs across the globe, and then having a discussion, why do we care? Why does that matter? As small business owners, sometimes we think, you know, we're just local, but we're not anymore. It's a global world.
And students will be involved to some degree?
Yes, absolutely. We've got quite a few students, actually, that are going to be involved Monday afternoon in particular, just because of the program. Susie Merchant is one of our panelists talking about the importance to really start that conversation about leadership at a younger age, not starting when you get that first promotion and you're just told to go lead a team. Start it early.
So what is the age? I don't know if there's an age to this, or what is the youngest person that you've seen actually come and join your network, or what's the youngest recipient of a Athena Award?
Well, Athena International has a Young Professionals Award, too. So we are actually, I think we'll talk about in a minute, talking about some of the young professionals, but there's not really an age limit. It's really about those people who live the Athena model, live the Athena lifestyle.
Okay, so you did mention the awards, and several will be given out, and some big names that we'll all recognize because they are local, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So Florine Marks.
Yes, absolutely. Florine Marks, who owns many, many franchises of the Weight Watchers Group. So it's WW Group is receiving an Organizational Leadership Award for all of her work in really empowering leadership teams, diverse leadership teams.
And then, of course, another name that has been in the news a lot, and I had the pleasure of meeting her a couple months ago, Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha. So tell me a little about her award.
Yeah, so she's receiving the National Athena Leadership Award, and it's amazing. It's not a local award. It's national because of the impact she's obviously had on the Flint water crisis, but her advocacy and her acting courageously to speak out has really had an impact across the country.
Well, you know, Dr. Mona spoke to Kern State's Mark Bayshore back in March about her passion in saving and speaking out for the kids affected by the Flint water crisis, and we actually have that clip.
This is definitely my job now, and this is my mission, and this is why I wake up in the morning, is to do this work. And it's my commitment and to ensure that these kids have a brighter future, and so be it for now and for decades to come.
And I think that just goes to show you, I mean, this is one of many awards that Dr. Mona has won. And again, Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha is the director of the Pediatric Residency Program at Hurley Medical Center and an assistant professor of pediatrics and human development at the MSU College of Human Medicine. So Sarah Jennings, who I'm speaking to today, she is the past president of the Women's Interest Network and chair of the Athena Ignite Conference, which is happening in Lansing this weekend. And there are a couple more award winners.
Yes, as I said, there's a National Leadership Award or National Young Professionals Leadership Award, and we're actually honoring Annie Clark and Andrea Pino, who created the organization End Rape on Campus. So I think that is a story in itself, but they are really across the country working with universities and colleges to get programs and support networks for students.
And of course, I know I've seen the billboard driving along I-96 of Ashley Judd, and she will be the keynote speaker. And she's a great actress, but I know that she was chosen for a different reason.
Right, absolutely. She is a great actress. She's a humanitarian. She's a fierce advocate for so many different people, women's empowerment, women's leadership in other countries. And again, what Athena Ignite this year, this 35th anniversary, the goal is to ignite people to make a change, ignite people to do something within themselves, within their organization, or within their community. Ashley Judd does that. She epitomizes that. So when she has her keynote, while I can't go through her whole speaking points, obviously, not that I would do it justice, but that would ruin the surprise. But really, her goal is to engage people, to ignite them to move on to something. I should say, too, obviously, she is a huge draw, but there are so many speakers throughout the conference, so many local leaders. The very first recipient, Mary Lee Davis, is coming back, and she, of course, is from MSU as well. We're so excited for what we're bringing to the Lansing community.
So you personally, what have you experienced through your work with Athena?
Athena has opened so many doors for me. It has provided so many coaches and mentors, informal relationships that I never thought I would have. It's funny, I have been working a lot with Shanghai, and my son is now he's 6 years old, and now he understands that we're really in a global world, because he walks in my office at home and I'm on a video screen with, you know, people from Shanghai talking about how Cisco is going to help us collaborate and make the session work on Tuesday morning. So it's really amazing how you can really step out of your comfort zone. I'm an accountant with Maynard Casterson, so I never thought I would be doing something like this.
So you mentioned your little boy. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about little boys and men and Athena. And are men involved in this at all?
Oh, absolutely. We have some men speakers. It's definitely not 100% female group. What Athena is, as we talked about, it's really about balance. It's not necessarily just about empowering women. It's all women, women facilitated. There are male speakers. There are definitely women or men, rather, who are going to be in attendance. And I've had this conversation with so many people that they just say it's a women's thing. It's a women's issue. It's a women's conference. Well, you know, it's about women's leadership, but without having men in the conversation, you're not going to get very far. You have to get men to understand also why it's so important to have that collaborative, diverse leadership team.
So out of those eight principles, which one means the most to you?
Oh, that's very difficult. I have to say, when I first read Martha's book, Becoming Athena, it really meant a lot to me, because it was kind of that trigger that said, you know, this is a different leadership style and it really wakes you up. I think really act courageously. So that's the one that means the most to me. If you don't take that jump, if you don't make that leap and take a risk and are courageous for whatever it is you're passionate about, then life just kind of goes along ho-hum.
And ho-hum is kind of a drag.
Right, exactly.
So the conference starts on Sunday, and it actually lasts for a few days.
It does. We actually have our first excursion on Saturday. Start Garden in Grand Rapids has sponsored a lunch before we take a tour of Grand Rapids and Art Prize. So we're very excited about that. Sunday is the welcoming day, so we'll be at Urban Beat. We've got a private screening of Second Shift and a book signing there, so we're really excited to be able to collaborate with those developers and producers. And then we'll have our welcome reception at the Michigan Historical Center. So again, it is about Lansing, because we definitely want to show the world Lansing, but it's really about welcoming them all to Michigan.
And you're expecting people from all over the world.
Yes, we've got over six different countries involved. Over 17 different states are going to be here. Again, 400 to 450 people we're really expecting. So it's really an amazing event.
Are you expecting any young girls? I mean, I know college students will be there.
So hindsight is 20/20. If we had to do it over again, I don't know if we would have had it quite so close to the beginning of the school year. It's just difficult to get those logistics down, but we definitely have invited some, and there are some tables to get some young girls there. And then we have plans to reach out to those that we have reached out that just we couldn't get the logistics done. So that connections program, talking about the leadership model, will happen in the coming months.
Okay, so there are still spots available?
There are. Today is the last day to register, so go online to www.athenaignite.com. You can register for the full conference or just the luncheon with Ashley Judd.
And she's speaking on Tuesday.
She is on Tuesday at noon.
And that's at the Lansing Center?
It is.
Okay, so Lansing Center, and this is the 35th, remind me of the, I mean, it's a mouthful.
Yes, it is. 35th anniversary of Athena International, and you will be ignited to make a change.
And also many, many familiar faces. And if somebody just wanted to really go to one of those breakout sessions, would that be possible?
We don't have any breakout sessions. We really wanted that are just standalone individual registrations. We really wanted to make sure that the conference was fluid and flowed. It's difficult to isolate things like that. We did separate the luncheon out, but the rest of it, we really encourage people to attend as much as they can.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. Again, this is Sarah Jennings, past president of the Women's Interest Network and chair of the Athena Ignite Conference, which is happening in Lansing. Officially kicks off on Sunday, but there is a gathering on Saturday in Grand Rapids. So best of luck, and I'm looking forward to hearing all about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.